Welcome to the 31 Days of the Book of Proverbs edition. This is the Sincerely Sins podcast, and I'm your host, Cindy Saim. And wow, it feels good to be recording this actually, because it's been so long, and you know, I just wanted to do this because I just had a shift in my life quite recently where I just needed to be spiritually aligned. I could feel that a lot was just not going right spiritually for me. And I had to literally just buckle down and do the work, you know, and doing the work means praying when you say you're going to pray, reading the word of God and just being fully immersed in what is not of this world, rather, but what happens in the spiritual world. So, you know, as I was praying and going through this journey, I heard this voice telling me to actually start this, you know, coming into the month of August, you know, Women's Month in South Africa. So-called. and, you know, just how also the book of Proverbs ends with the Proverbs 31, which talks about the strong woman, the woman who has wisdom, the woman who works hard, you know, it describes a very godly and gracious woman. And, you know, that it instantly clicked, like, okay, let me actually do a 31-day Book of Proverbs edition, where we, each day, we're going to read one chapter from the Book of Proverbs. And I will be doing this for, like, the third time now, and I've every time I read it, I see something different speaks to me, and I hope that will be the same for you. And why this? Well, the book of Proverbs is like the source of wisdom. It's the source of knowledge. It's the source of understanding. You get to understand how life works. And the best, like, it literally describes, well, for me, it describes the ideal way of living. Kind of like a man, what is it, a manual? That thing that comes with, yeah, it isn't a manual, right? Is it? I don't know. But basically, it tells you how to do life, you know? It gives you the basics of how to do life. And like I said before, you know, I once mentioned that wisdom, knowledge, and understanding are things no one can take away from you. No one. These are things you can take with you right to the very last days. And of course, we humans, we will mess up. Don't be hard on yourself, you know. We're here to live, make mistakes, grow from them, and experience life, you know, the beauty of life, and to live a peaceful life. I think that's what we all seek, just peace, you know, inner peace, outer peace, peace just in everything that we do. And yeah, the book of Proverbs just gives me that kind of peace whenever I read it, because I'm like, oh, okay, this is what God requires of me. And, you know, you go through life, it's so funny because you go through life and you watch things happening around you, and you think, like, oh, before I read the book of Proverbs, this is how I'd react to the situation. But now I'm in a different mindset, you respond differently to situations. That has been my experience of reading the book of Proverbs. And you just, yeah, man, you just, it's just so peaceful this side. So please join me on this beautiful journey, and I hope it inspires you to just fully immerse yourself in God's word, and just, you know, have that, strengthen your connection. I hope this strengthens your connection with God. And yes, so how this will happen is I will post my highlighted scriptures, the scriptures that spoke to me that day. So anything that spoke to me on the first chapter of the book of Proverbs, I will post. And if there's any message I want to share on that, I will. And this will be on the Sin City Sin Podcast Instagram account. But of course, I will also be sharing it here on the podcast, and hopefully be able to interpret it, you know, to just share with you how I heard it. And I hope it also inspires you, and you also feel free to, you know, DM me and connect with me and tell me how the word spoke to you on that day, you know, how you interpreted the word for that day. So yes, I hope this works out well for all of us. You know, please, by no means I'm not perfect in any way, but I really just want to go on this journey with you guys and grow with you and connect with God above all things. So let's go.